So we like to encourage people and remind you that Christ doesn't want your Sunday church offering. He wants your entire life lived for Him. He wants you to surrender and seek Him in spirit and truth. He wants you to conform your life to His word and His ways. Most people throw God a scrap on Sunday, or they say, well, I'll worship God the way I want. But that's not how God wants us to worship. Worship is not a religious ritual on Sunday, Saturday, whenever. Worship is your everyday life lived. Are you living every day for Christ and not the world? Are you living every day to love God, obey God? Most people are living to obey themselves. They become idolaters. It's idle. It's idle to just live for yourself. It's selfish. It's rebellious. But Christ says, if you'll live for the kingdom of God, one day you can rule with Him. One day you can be a pillar in His temple. What a glorious thought, to get to be a pillar in the temple of God. But you can't be a pillar in God's temple if you're living your own life, if you're walking in your own ways, if you're rebellious and sinful, if you're worldly. The Bible says to be worldly makes you an enemy of God. James 4:4, 1 John 2:15, Romans 12:2. We don't want you to live a worldly, carnal life. We want you to live a life that's blessed by God. How do you be blessed by God? The Bible says, if you'll forsake your sin, and if you'll seek after Him in spirit and truth, and if you'll surrender your will, and if you'll stop all of your false ways for the glory of God. See, Jesus never saves anybody in sin. Jesus saves people out of their sin. That means you got to leave your sin. You got to leave your worldliness. You got to leave your false religion, which is everyone man's ever created, invented. And by the Spirit of God, the Word of God, you can be cleansed and set free. John 8:32, He said, by this you can be set free in the truth. What sets you free? Not making your own way. Not following priests and pastors and denominations and church rules. What makes you free, neighbor? The truth of Jesus Christ sets you free. And He came into the world to seek and save the lost, and He came to set people free. But you can't be set free unless you apply the word and the ways of Jesus to your life. How do you apply the ways and the word of Jesus to your life? It starts with reading the scriptures to see what Jesus requires of you. Faith alone, grace alone, no. An entire life surrendered to serving Him, knowing Him, loving Him. Testing your life to the scriptures. The Bible says, test all things. Have you tested your life to the Holy Scriptures to find out whether you're going to find the goodness of God, or Romans 11 talks about the severity of God? You can find the goodness, grace, love, and mercy, or you can get the wrath and the fire and judgment and separation. It's a true fact. Jesus described hell more than heaven. And He said, don't go to this place. And the Bible talks about fear. The beginning of wisdom is fear of God. If you're not fearing God enough to obey Him, the Bible says you have no wisdom. That would be like a criminal in America not obeying the laws. Pretty foolish. You're going to go to jail and waste your life. Really foolish if you're not obeying God's eternal word, not a religion on Sunday or Saturday, not a man-made tradition. And you can't really obey God's word if you don't read it and study it. The Bible says, study to be approved. The Bible says, thy word is a path and a light unto my feet. The Bible says, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4, Jesus said that. The word of God says that his word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12, and it cuts, goes deep. You should be cut by the word of God. Don't ignore it. You should be cut by it and then test your life and say, my life is far outside of the word of God. On judgment day, what's going to happen to me? You're going to be judged and sent away. You remember in the Bible, it talks about a king who invited people to a wedding and then the people didn't want to come. So he says, go into the highways and the hedges and invite everyone, anyone who'll listen. And they went and did that. The king's workers went and did that. That's an invitation for you to repent and become a child of God. But guess what happened? A whole bunch of people came and they prepared themselves for this wedding feast. But one guy showed up and he didn't put on a wedding garment. What does that mean? He showed up and he didn't consider the king's glory, majesty, and awesome invitation for a peasant to come to a king's celebration. And he came not prepared. And Jesus said, they took that servant, or that guest, I should say, and bound him and threw him into outer darkness because he dishonored the king and didn't even prepare for this great celebration and wedding feast. That's going to be the American church system and the American people. They're not preparing themselves for this wedding feast. Faith alone, grace alone is not true. Not one Bible verse teaches that. It's an invention of Satan and modern pastors. You must prepare yourself for the wedding feast that's coming with the bridegroom. And his body is the bride. But it's not the body of denominational man-made religion. It's the ecclesia, the called out ones. It's those who hear his voice and answer. It's those who have lost their life. It's those who put down their pride and their vanity. It's those that surrender their man-made religion to seek Christ in spirit and truth, testing all things. It's those that put down their pride and their vanity that God hates, Proverbs 6:17. It's those that are willing to lose their life completely for the one that gave his life for you, his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection that gives us life and freedom and cleansing, peace and rest. Will you be that guest on that day of the wedding feast where you're not prepared? You might even believe in that King Jesus, but you haven't prepared yourself and you're going to be bound and cast out into outer darkness. These are the words of Jesus Christ himself, folks. These are not my words. These are not the street preacher's words. He also talked about the parable of the servants that were given money. One did good and earned more. That's just using your gifts, your talent, your time. And he said, blessed are you. Come and enjoy the blessings of your master. The next guy also did good and gained some. He was a diligent worker, faith and works. And he said, enter in, faithful servant, to your master, the joy of your master. And the third guy said, I didn't do nothing with what you gave me. I stuck it under a rock. I buried it. And what did the master do? Basically, it's God, Jesus. What did the master do? He took what he had, gave it to somebody else, and they bound him and threw him into outer darkness. So what this shows you is faith and works go together. And your works are going to be shown on judgment day. And unless you're working for Christ as fruit that you know him, loving him, obeying his holy word and scripture, you're going to be bound and cast out. The king has made the invitation. That's Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And repentance and new life you can have in him. And then you'll strive in holiness and you'll endure. The invitation's been made by the king. Come into this wedding supper that's going to happen. The wedding supper of the Lamb. Marriage supper of the Lamb. But guess what? You got to prepare yourself if you honor the King. Look at America. cares more about festivals, football, politics, sports, entertainment, pride, vanity, than they do about the invitation from the King. Ponder your life, neighbor. Have you heard these invitations of the King? He cries out and he says, repent and come, enter into my kingdom. Find rest and peace. Find joy and hope. But not in faith alone. You can't live your own life. You can't live how you want. You can't live, act, talk in pride, vanity, the ways of the world. There's two kingdoms. We'll talk about this real quick. A kingdom of God and a kingdom of Satan. There's only two kingdoms. A kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. This is the kingdom of Satan, this culture that invites you to partake of everything that's not of the Father. And then there's the kingdom of Christ, born again by his Spirit. It's in his people's hearts right now. He's coming in fire to bring a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. But if you're really of his kingdom, you come out of the world. You live holy and separate. You proclaim him to others. There's a thought. Jesus told us, some young men asked me yesterday, what's God's will for my life? What should I do? And I said, read what Jesus said. Jesus said, go, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. There's the will of God for everyone's life. It's not hard. It's not complicated. Well, it's hard if you love your flesh. It's hard if you love the things of the world. But you have to go, lose your life. Then he says, go preach the gospel, which means the world's going to hate you. Jesus said the world will hate you. Here's a test for you. If you're really of Jesus, the world will hate you for how you live. The world will hate you for how you live, what you preach, what you say. Are you hated for the gospel, the right reasons? Are you hated for the truth of God? Are you hated because you preach righteousness and call people out of the world? Test yourself, neighbor. What are you living for? The invitation is there. The marriage supper of the Lamb is going to come. Are you prepared? Are you ready? Your last day could be today. And then you're going to be sent into outer darkness. But we don't want that for our neighbor. We want you to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. What will it be to neighbor? What will it be today? Well done, good and faithful servant, or away from me. I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Ponder that as you live this life in the American lost culture.